This is the 18th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. From a local angle, John Applin is from Cloverdale. He spent 3 weeks after 9/11 working in New York City for the Red Cross. John, glad to have you here this morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm okay. You know, you wake up and there's just sort of a pall in the air for, I think, all of us who were around 18 years ago. Tell us about your experience with the Red Cross at that time.
I had bad. I had 20 years of disaster service work and did local shelters, especially when Guerneville flooded. And none of the local stuff prepared us for what was happening in New York. And I got the call up to go. I was going to work in the respite centers, bring that education back to Sonoma County so we could use that. I wound up working in headquarters where volunteers come in, give them their assignment, and send them out to the different places they needed to go.
And where did you end up?
In New York, headquarters was across the river over in, I think it's the Jersey side, across the bridge. I never got to Ground Zero because that was a need to go.
Yeah.
A lot of us didn't go over there, and my understanding is that people have had health issues because of that.
Yeah, that's certainly continues.
Yeah, I'm kind of grateful that didn't hit me.
Yeah.
I did have one moment where there was a lady that needed to talk to somebody, and because of my hearing, I speech read, and she was recently got cochlear implants because she'd been deaf most of her life.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to tell her story to somebody, but didn't have anybody to talk to because everybody she talks to, they keep asking her, repeat yourself, because they couldn't understand her deaf voice.
Yeah.
And so she caught me speech reading, and she left, and she came back, and she said, can we talk? And she told me her story.
And what was that story?
Sorry.
That's okay. We completely understand, John.
You know, you go about doing your job and you wonder what your purpose is, and this was my purpose.
Can certainly understand that. And
she was standing on the train station below the tower when a plane hit. And she got on the train. Second plane hit, towers fall. She gets to work on the other side of the river, and her coworkers are standing in horror looking out the window across at these towers falling. And she realizes that if the train had been just moments late.
Yeah. It's hard to imagine how many stories like that there must have been in New York City that day and in the other at the Pentagon and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, too, about people not getting on that particular plane or changing their schedules for one reason or another. And I imagine that those people, you know, probably experienced and maybe still do survivor's guilt.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. Being at headquarters, we had almost every volunteer, whether it was Red Cross or local volunteer, came through to get security ID. And they came through one department or another, and so we had contact with just about everybody that comes through. Go down to the canteen on the third, in the basement, and you have fire and police down there.
Mm-hmm.
We had bomb scares. We were right next to the federal building. So there was a lot of stuff going on at the time. There was barricades everywhere. It was definitely a different world. And for me, it all started when I was at work watching this in the news. And when it really hit was a coworker standing behind me. And he said, I just watched my uncle die.
Oh, boy. Wow. This is the kind of drama that, you know, that we all came to expect right after that event 18 years ago. And obviously, it still stays with us. It's certainly understandable, John, that it stays with you. How did those 3 weeks in New York change you?
Life is precious. You take every moment. and you make the most of it. It's hard to put in words how it's changed me, but I don't take things for granted like I used to. My wife and I just got back from a trip to D.C. and New York. The D.C. trip was the bulk of the trip, and the New York was for one purpose, and that's to
visit the memorial.
Yeah. And for those that haven't gone there, I encourage you to do that. I also encourage you to go through the museum. The museum is located right by the waterfalls, and it is underground.
Yeah.
80 meters underground, under Tower 1. And I encourage people to go.
Yeah, I think...
One other thing I found out, a really cool thing that New York does.
What's that?
When you see pictures and you see news feeds of the memorial and you see roses in the names, those roses are marking the people that have a birthday that day.
Wow.
The city or the people that manage the memorial every day put out new roses for people's birthday on that day.
Wow. Okay, you got me there. It's, you know, this kind of reaction is not surprising. John, let me ask you how you feel, having been there and experienced all of that. How do you feel about how well we remember and mark this date?
Well, it's all over the place. It's everywhere. It has marked people's lives to the point where I believe in a lot of ways we have started over. There was a clock reset on 9/11. For this nation, and we mark our history right now from that moment forward. When we go back in time and our conversations and the things that we look at and the things we remember, it seems to be that 9/11 was the beginning point for most conversations. Yeah, I remember where I was at 9/11, and I've been doing this since then. Yeah, I know what happened 9/11, and this is what was going on at the time. So we always go back to that day and then come forward with what we've been doing in our life since then.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, certainly the whole country experienced a change 18 years ago today, and one that, you know, we'll never go back. That's the thing. We'll never be able to, you know, probably get to a point where we can reverse anything that's happened since that day.
No, it's changed America forever. It's changed the hearts of people forever. Changed me. It was just taking my vest off at the end of the day and carrying it in a way where it didn't signify that I was Red Cross because of the emotional part of this whole thing.
Yeah.
Was different. There's a lot of changes, and I think the list is so huge we don't have enough time on the air right now to go through it. But everybody sitting in their own chair reflecting on that day and how their life changed could probably fill a book.
Absolutely, it could fill several books, no doubt. And John, I just want to say thank you for your service during that time, and thanks for being.
My wife and I had been recently married at that time. We blended two families together in April.
Oh wow, wow!
But small children, two daughters, about 6 years old
at the time,
and I left to go to New York.
Uh huh. Well, I'm sure all of the. Go ahead.
She was having an emotional part here. So while we think about, remember the people that gone into the area to help, all the disaster workers, all the services that come in, let's not forget the support of the families.
Absolutely. And I hope you have a good support system too, John.
Yes, we do.
Very good. Well, thank you again for sharing your amazing story about being of service on September the 11th of 2001. Very much appreciated, John.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
That's John Applin from Cloverdale, who, as we said, spent 3 weeks working in New York for the Red Cross after 9/11.